Morning. Okay. Well, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I do thank you. Thank you for bringing us all here. Lord, please be with those that aren't here that normally would be. They're traveling or just at home. And Lord, if you would please just give me the words that you would want me to speak. And help us to just hear what you have to say. It's just in Jesus' name, amen. It's interesting. I think I found recently that as I sit down, I think I have something I want to study, and I start getting into it, and then it's just kind of amazing. I think that God just, as the more you read, the more there is to read, and the more it could just get huge. And so I'm tried to compress this down. Even though I wrote this and I still have pages of handwritten stuff that I added to it, but to try to compress it. So if I had a title of this, I would title it Knowledge or Faith. And I've noticed if you read and hear messages from various churches, it seems like there's always a choice to be made. It always seems to be either knowledge or faith or knowledge or evidence or belief, proof or trust. Some say, if I can't understand it, I won't believe it. And some just say, hey, just believe. Don't ask any questions. There's an idea out there also that somehow faith and knowledge are opposites. I thought about that a little bit, and it's kind of interesting because in that way you'd say, well, the more knowledge you have, the less faith you have or tend to have, or vice versa. And I sort of think of it that if we're looking at that as some kind of mathematical ratio or something, and say, if I have 90% faith, that leaves 10% for knowledge, or but if you were to say, well, if I have 100% faith, that would be 0% knowledge. And it seems like that just doesn't seem to compute in my mind. I think, plain and simple, the opposite of knowledge is simply ignorance and not faith. Myself, I've been parked quite a bit in 2 Peter, and it really impresses upon us the importance of the knowledge of God, right? He's talking about, he starts out, grace be multiplied to you, or great in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And there's, I think, in chapter 3, he also says something similar to that. And if you start really looking, there's so many verses that just reinforce the importance of knowledge. And but then on the other hand, you hear things like the just will live by faith, and we're saved by grace through faith and not of works. And so there's a lot of things on both sides. And so for me, I was like, okay, somehow these are both very important. And so I think as followers of Christ, we're not called to live in some kind of tension between knowledge and faith, right? As if it were a contradiction or a mathematical ratio. The question is not knowledge or faith, neither is it faith or knowledge. I think God calls us, to a life where both exist in a powerful, transformative relationship to each other. So I just kind of wanted to go through what I was looking at as I was kind of trying to balance these two things. And I broke it down. I think I was trying to make it into 5 points, but I ended up with seven. But the first one I wanted to talk about, I feel like, is that in my mind, and I think scripture kind of lays this out too, that knowledge is first and faith follows. You know, we often hear that faith is described as believing without seeing. And, you know, we have verses that you could kind of take that from. I think of 2 Corinthians 5:7, which says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." Hebrews 11:1, you know, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Really, if we look at that, that's not talking about this blind faith that just happens. And you can even look in everyday life. In everyday life, we exercise faith built on knowledge. Simple things like, well, first I wanted to read I found this verse from Charles Spurgeon, which I thought was kind of interesting because it didn't strike me as a Charles Spurgeonist kind of quote, but he did say, "I want to be informed of a fact before I can possibly believe in it." And I think that's where a lot of us are. You know, how can we believe in something that we never even hear of or never even are taught about? So in everyday life, you know, you sit in a chair because you've sat in chairs a lot and you expect them to hold you, right? You drive across that bridge knowing that it's going to carry the weight of your car because it always has. And in general, you know, engineers and things have designed it that way. Same with airplanes. You get on an airplane and you expect that you're going to land safely, I should say. So this, we can say, you know, we can look at it and say faith is informed by experience, observation, or testimony, right? Somebody tells you about something and you hear it and you have a relationship with them and it causes you to help to believe. I think of Abraham in this regard, right? Abraham was asked to go to a land he had no idea about, and he went. And at first, you know, it sounds like, oh, yeah, sure, I'll just get up and go. But later on in Hebrews, it talks about how when it came time for Abraham to sacrifice his son, you know, it says he reasoned that God was able to resurrect his son from the dead because he knew the promise that God had made. And obviously, Abraham had faith and he did it, but it came through that knowledge of walking with God and understanding that God made promises and God had kept his promises, and so he would keep that promise too. So I feel like that's a good example of where knowledge then leads to faith. In the same way, you know, we have faith in Christ, but it's never expected to be that it's blind. Instead, it's like rooted. It's rooted in scripture. It's rooted in history. It's rooted in personal encounters and testimonies, all these things that build in ourselves and our mind that we can then, you know, have that faith grow. Romans 10:17 says, "So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." That means knowledge, hearing, learning, understanding, feeds faith. You can look at Psalm 9:10 says, "And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee." So here's a key truth, I thought, in this, is that faith doesn't reject knowledge. It is the reasonable response to it. My second point is, knowledge without faith just leads to pride. And this is in my mind that it's possible to know about God and still not know him, right? And the Bible, I think, warns us of this. I was just thinking of 1 Corinthians 8:1, it talks about knowledge puffing up. And I think that's the knowledge that does not have faith, a general secular worldly knowledge. It just puffs us up. And I think theological knowledge can puff us up too if we aren't careful there. So essentially, you can know scripture but lack surrender to Christ. You can understand theology but lack trust. And you can explain God but not be walking with him. And I think a good example of that would have been maybe the Pharisees. You know, they had lots of knowledge, and they did a lot of things. But there they had the Messiah sitting right in front of them, and they didn't. And somehow they just didn't take that knowledge and move it into faith in Jesus being their Savior. So I think we can safely say that knowledge is what informs the mind, but faith is what actually transforms the heart. Because without faith, I think knowledge just can lead to that self-reliance that, you know, that ends up being kind of prideful and arrogant. Knowledge alone ends up being fairly empty. Knowledge just only gets you so far, really. So, on the other hand, you know, if we have faith, but we refuse to grow in knowledge, we just end up becoming weak. And that's my third point. A faith that says, yeah, I don't need to study scripture. I don't need to understand them. I'm good where I am, you know. That's a faith that just won't stand when it's tested. You know, Matthew 22:37, you know, invites us to love him with all our mind, right? That's part of it. It's all our minds. Can't do it without that. You know, that means that we shouldn't be afraid to ask questions. We shouldn't be afraid to seek understanding. And we should be growing in wisdom as we do those things. Because when challenges come, you know, you have tragedies, sufferings, and doubt, you know, a faith without that knowledge, it's just going to crumble. Strong faith is not afraid of knowledge. It seeks it. So that brings me to point number 4, where we can really look at how knowledge and faith work together. You know, knowledge is, it shows you who God is. But faith is what helps you trust in God, who God is, right? Knowledge tells you God is faithful. Faith says, I'll trust him in this moment. Knowledge informs you that God loves you, but faith says, I'll believe that even when I don't feel it. So they really do work together. I feel like, you know, that if we think of Christian life, it could be kind of a rhythm, right? Learn truth, believe truth, live truth, grow deeper in truth. And that's a combination of knowledge and faith together. You know, but bringing me to point 5 is there's always a time when, you know, faith's got to lead out because knowledge has reached its limit. And, you know, that's where it comes to, like, tragedies that just don't make sense or prayers that seem unanswered, or there are times when you just feel like you don't hear God. It's just a big silence, right? In these moments, knowledge may say, hey, I don't understand, but faith says, but I trust you anyway. And if you look at Proverbs 3:5, you know, we know that one. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. You know, that's not a rejection of knowledge. It's a recognition of its limits. You know, faith carries us where knowledge can't go. And you know, we have this, you know, where faith may need to lead out because knowledge can't go there. At the same time, point 6 says there are moments when knowledge is there to strengthen our faith, right? It reinforces our faith. And it reinforces our faith when we spend time in God's Word, studying Scripture and seeing its consistency. As we learn about fulfilled prophecies and things like that. And it helps us to then understand God's character more deeply. And through these things, your faith actually becomes more anchored. And I think that's why Peter said, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. And that's 1 Peter 3:15. Yeah, here again, we're just seeing that God is not calling us to an uninformed faith. He calls us to a faith that can stand, speak, and endure. So, I think bringing us to the final point that I have, that we can have this discussion about knowledge or faith, and or faith and knowledge, and debate all of them here and there, because I have pages of scriptures on both sides. But ultimately, the ultimate goal in all this is knowing Christ and trusting in Him, right? It's not, at the end of the day, it's not about how much knowledge we've accumulated or proving our faith. It's about that relationship that we have with Christ. You know, even Paul in Philippians 3:10, he talks about it's that I may know Him. And I think of John 17:3, and it says, and this is life eternal, that they may know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent. It's not knowing about Him. It's knowing Him. And in that knowing, that deepens our relationship with Him. And then faith sustains that relationship. They work together like that. You learn who Christ is, and you trust Him more. You trust Him, and you desire to know Him more. It's just that way. It works. It's like a cycle that just goes around and reinforces each other. So, in conclusion, I think it's a redundant question to say, is it knowledge or is it faith? Of course, no, it's both. It's knowledge that grounds us. Faith lifts us up. Knowledge teaches us truth. Faith helps us live it. Knowledge reveals God. Faith responds to Him. You don't have to choose between a thinking faith and a trusting faith. They just go hand in hand. And there's so much more that I had in notes, but I think we'll save that for another time. I started going off on a side note of the different Greek words that were used, whether it's gnosis or epignosis, and what that means and all that. But I think I'll just end with a little bit of a challenge to ourselves as we go forth and we just think about these things. We can ask ourselves some questions. Am I growing in my knowledge of God? Am I actively trusting Him with what I know? Is my faith informed, or is it fragile? And is my knowledge transforming or simply accumulating? Lord bless.